Are you committing shirk? Shirk has different levels. There is shirk regarding the essence of God.
What do we mean?
This is to believe that God in his very essence is more than one. For example, believing that there is a God of rain and a God of thunder, or believing in demigods, believing in a God of good and a God of evil. Tawheed with regards to the essence of God means believing that the essence of the Lord of the universe is one only. Shirk in the attributes of God is to believe that the attributes are separate from his essence. In other words, when we say that he is all-knowing or all-powerful, we do not mean that his knowledge or power is separate from who he is and that he acquired it. To understand this better, think of any of these attributes in humans. When we say a person has knowledge, we know that they did not have that knowledge at birth and that it was acquired. And when a person grows old, their knowledge may change or reduce. This is not the case for God. Shirk in the actions of God is to believe that there is anyone or anything else that sustains us or gives us our needs independent of God. For example, you believing that a doctor or some needle and pills can cure you, or when we are sick and a doctor cures us, it is actually God curing us through the doctor and the medicine. Shirk in obedience means to obey anyone else against God's orders. In other words, because God himself is ordering us to obey his messenger and Ulil Amr, therefore obeying them is not a form of shirk. Committing sins is a form of shirk in obedience to God as well. Why? Because a person who obeys their desires or the whispers of Shaitan is obeying two masters and disobeying God. Shirk in worship is like worshipping God outwardly only, but in their heart they worship something besides God, such as wealth, or a job, or friends, and so on. For example, if a person is watching their favorite show and it is time for Salah, who do they choose? If they ignore Salah, it shows that they idolize and worship the TV show more than God himself. Or another example, they may pray to God, but they also desire to show off to others who are around them. This shows that their intention was not for God alone.